Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And Ryan, we have seen this and been monitoring this for quite some time. It was the favorite of 2020. And then it looked like people got a little bit tired of it. And now it seems we all love tech again.
Yeah, that seems to be the case if you look at what happened overnight. So the NASDAQ Composite was the outperformer, rising 1% to an all-time closing high of 14,500. And like you pointed out, last year we've seen tech booming, and this year was all about the supposed narrative of rotating away from growth names into cyclicals. So what's going on here? So last night we had a Dow actually losing some ground, down 150 points as energy and transport stocks came under pressure. So let's get a bigger picture from Suresh Tantia. He is the Senior Investment Strategist for Credit Suisse. Morning, Suresh. How are you doing?
Good morning, Diane. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, glad to have you on, Suresh. Now, let's get your take first and your reading of the pulse of the markets. So we are seeing the reflation trade seemingly fizzling out and investors heading back into tech. What's going on, Suresh?
I think the reflation trade is taking a breather because bond yields have recently come down. Mm. So if you look at the US 10-year bond yield, it has fallen to now 1.48%. But I don't think this is the end of the reflation trade. As the economic recovery continues, Fed eventually tapers his balance sheet. The yields are likely to go higher, which would be supportive of cyclical sectors compared to tech and other growth stocks.
Yeah, Suresh, where does this leave banks then? Because we've heard from the Fed they might be hiking rates come 2023. It's a bit of a shift forwards in terms of timelines. And that saw, in a sense, maybe an overreaction when it comes to what happened in the bond markets. And then overnight, we had the banks hiking the dividends come in the coming quarters. How much is priced in already? Because to some extent, people were expecting this.
I think the banks are a perfect place to be within the equity space right now because their valuation is cheap. They are benefiting most from the economic recovery. And after the Fed's stress test, all the banks now have announced dividend and share buyback. So I think within the equity market, if one wants to take less risk, play with the cyclical recovery story, then I think banks are the place to be.
And okay, Suresh, let's dive into what your outlook is for the second half of the year. One of your investment themes this year is to keep cash to a minimum. So where should we be parking it, mindful of where the upside is right now? Because most of the stocks have already been bought in terms of the low-hanging fruits.
I think given that Fed is only going to hike policy rate in 2023, it makes sense to be in the markets. Our preferred asset class is still equities because I do think that liquidity conditions are still easy. Economies are recovering. Earnings are coming in very strong. So one should be in equity market, specifically European markets like Germany, UK, Spain, which are seeing very strong recovery. But if you are an income-oriented investor, fixed income investor, there are still opportunities. For example, the Asian high yield bonds, which offers you 6.5% yield in US dollar. So for bond investor, I think that's an exciting place to be.
All right, Chinese Suresh Tantia, he's the senior investment strategist at Credit Suisse, and he's just come up with a outlook report for the second half of the year. And Suresh, you've highlighted a couple of super trends, and I'll run through some of them. The silver economy, infrastructure, technology at the service of humans, climate change. And one super trend you're highlighting is what's called anxious societies. Suresh, what does this mean and how do investors work with this?
I think this is a very exciting super trend because these days everybody around the world is very anxious because of what's happening in terms of the demographics, in terms of the social order and the technological changes. So what we are seeing is that on the investment front, some of the home shelters and the old age home, they are providing services to make life better for people. So we see a lot of opportunities in that space for investors.
Okay, another place you're looking at is millennials' values. Is this a hint to buy TikTok?
Not exactly, but this refers to the changing demographic and the consumer behavior. as the millennials now constitute a larger part of the population and also the consumer goods. So, you know, what they eat and how what they prefer becomes a trend. So we prefer some of the, you know, new technological space, because that's where the millennials are focusing on, or the consumer goods space. That's where I think the value is.
Okay, and just to wrap things up, Suresh, we've heard the Fed indicating for two rate hikes in 2023. Where does this leave the other central banks when it comes to policy normalization, especially when it comes to China? How or what does it mean for investors when it comes to approaching investing in their market amidst what might be a more tightened policy backdrop?
I think China is far ahead of Fed in terms of policy normalization, simply because the recovery in China was much faster. So PBOC, China's central bank, has already been tightening its liquidity conditions for the last 6 to 9 months. And I think that will continue. In terms of investment, specifically in China, I think equities could remain range-bound because authorities are tightening policy. Mm-hmm. The opportunity lies more in the bond space because yields are very high. So, for example, if you look at the Chinese high-yield bonds, they are offering yield of 7 to 8% in US dollar, which we find very exciting for fixed income investors.
Okay, bond space in China to watch out for. We've been chatting with Suresh Tantia. He is the Senior Investment Strategist for Credit Suisse. Suresh, thank you for your time, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.